just take a couple of your minutes to tell you about the National Action Plan and expose you to the basic concepts of it and let you know about our timeline, and invite you to actually visit our website and download the outline of the National Action Plan and be as active as you want in providing input and feedback. So the overarching goal, of course, is to promote and preserve the ability of Americans to conceive and the ability of American women to carry a pregnancy to term and deliver a healthy child. And the specific objectives include, of course, a focus on reducing the burden of infertility by promoting behaviors that maintain fertility, by promoting prevention and early detection and treatment of infections, by removing or reducing environmental threats, to improve access to diagnosis and treatment, efficacy and safety of infertility treatment, and finally, to improve the quality of life of Americans with infertility. The focus of this plan is largely domestic, but infertility has a global scope. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, we were here here in Denver for the annual meeting of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, where WHO held a symposium calling for a global alliance on infertility. And it was very refreshing and comforting to see that they are pretty much tackling all of the same issues on a global scale, focusing, of course, on the huge social problems that actually affect infertile women in particular in some developing countries, and the importance of making advanced technologies affordable and available to all concerned. So that's an important development, so we hope to get more engaged on a global scale on this topic. We have five essential components of the National Action Plan. Basically, all of the concepts are organized according to evaluating impact, so a focus on surveillance, advancing knowledge base, a focus on research needed to foster primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention of infertility, advancing policy finding solutions to promote a national agenda on infertility, strengthening capacity, and finally the action steps are the ones that we're working on right now. So we have identified a number of unmet needs, and you have heard about the difficulties and the gaps that we have in the surveillance system. Although we have some good data and some important trends that can be monitored on a national basis, we don't know what's happening locally. We may know the general trends in infertility, but we don't know the trends in specific forms of infertility and the impact of screening. There are some serious gaps in surveillance, and we need to fill them if we want to make a difference in the impact of infertility. In terms of research, certainly there is a need for a more aggressive research on environmental causes of infertility, and we all know that in developed countries, quality of semen is actually steadily declining. Whether that translates into subfecundity, infertility, is still a question. But what's missing is an aggressive research agenda that will highlight what the important impacts are. In secondary prevention, we clearly need a stronger framework for evaluating the impact of chlamydia screening on tubal infertility. We don't have that link. In tertiary prevention, we know that aggressive treatment of infertility and advanced technologies make a major difference. So the United States have the highest success rates in the world, but they have relatively low utilization rates as compared to other countries. And they have fairly high rates of what we would call adverse events. In other words, multiple pregnancies and subsequent impact on the health of the mother and the infants. So we need to work on policies guidelines for reproductive health, the integration of infertility assessments and infertility care in family planning may be a solution. I've heard a school that says that fertility care may actually be buried in family planning, as the most important concern of family planning is actually the prevention of an intended pregnancy. So there are pros and cons to that, but certainly it is important to recognize that we had a general reproductive health services agenda that should include fertility care. And so we have formed the following working groups. They are all active, and we hope by the end of the year to actually propose a set of priorities for the United States. And we stay tuned, and I won't go through all of these because there's not enough time, but the plan is to collate the recommendations from the experts. We have over about 150 experts that are contributing to our working groups, and convene a steering committee to identify the priorities and complete the plan. We expect Congress actually to ask for a report on it, and we hope that if we build it, they will come. Thanks. And you can have that.